Hi everyone, it is Key on Key Speaks Loud. Welcome back to our wonderful podcast, and I say our because it is mine, it is yours, it is every person that listens to us across the globe. Today we're going to be discussing the snowball effect. For any of my listeners who haven't heard of the snowball effect, it is a method in which you use to delete debt. So the way the snowball effect works is you take and pay off debt in increments. A lot of people use the snowball effect to their ability. Some people will start by paying off the small debt and then go into the large debt. You have some people who pay off the large debt and then they turn around and pay off the smaller debt that they have. The way that it works is if you decide to, let's just say hypothetically, use the small to large method, you pay off the small amount in full and pay minimum on the large debt. Once the debt is paid, which I'm meaning the small amount, you take the payment from the small amount and add it to your payments for the large amount to actually get your debt decreased until the point where you have paid the debt off. I really feel like a lot of people use the small to large snowball method. And the reason I feel that way is as humans, we have to see some leeway. So paying off the smaller amount will boost your thought process that you're getting somewhere and keep you motivated to keep going. Doing a little bit of research, I noticed that more than 189 million people have credit cards, which equals to about $13.86 trillion in debt. How do you teach your children to not be in debt if you are? Do you understand how to get out of debt? One of my questions is, could you survive with an average car, not eating out, or not shopping? If you could, it would eliminate your debt and or help you clear up some of your debt. Most people think about having a luxury car or having a nice car, a nice house, designer things is okay. It's okay if you can afford it. And what I mean when I say afford it is not use credit cards and allow yourself to be in debt. One of the ways to eliminate a lot of debt is if you have a car and you're paying a car note. On average, cars are going to run you anywhere between $12 to hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on the type of car. Why not take your money and go and spend maybe $4,000 or $5,000 to get a car that is sufficient for you or you and your family to get from point A to point B every single day. Make sure that it is a reliable car. Now, I'm not telling anyone on this podcast to go and get a clunker that is going to break down and have you or your family on the side of the road. Please be smart with that decision. But what I mean is actually not paying a car note every month. Think about it this way. Let's just say the average car note is $300. That's $300 that could go into a savings account. That's $300 that could buy more groceries. That's $300 that you can put into an account for your children to go to college if that is what you actually want to do. The other thing is, on average, how many times do you eat out a week? If you took that same amount of money, bought groceries, I can guarantee you on feeding a family of two from fast food or restaurant, you could actually feed yourself at least three times a week. These are all things that we can change in order to get out of debt, to eliminate debt, to not allow our family to continue these cycles of being in debt. We have to be able to teach each other and grow as a whole. I know running a credit card business and running student loan companies, things of that nature, is what other families need to survive. I'm not telling anyone to live in poverty if those are the things that you need to survive. But in that same token, are they really things that you need to survive, or do they make you feel comfortable? Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I have credit cards. I'm not going to argue on the aspect of having credit cards. I do have credit cards. Are they not being used? Some of them. Am I using my own methods? Yes. I've realized and I've started tracking how much money I actually spend on eating out. I stopped doing it and started cooking more at home and taking my lunch and putting myself on a budget, a weekly budget at that. And I realized how much money I was spending on frivolous items, just going into a gas station and spending $12 because I wanted to pick up a bag of chips, some gum, a Red Bull, a soda, water. I started buying cases of water and actually keeping them in my vehicle. That way I can just grab some water and I don't have to get out of the gas station. Not only is it saving me time, but it's also saving me money. Guys, if you have any questions about how the snowball effect works, if you have any questions about how to reduce the amount of money you're spending, if you need help with an actual budget, if you need help with trying to find ways to be able to save money and be able to get yourself out of debt, I am here. I can help you. I have decreased my own debt drastically. I definitely can assist you all in making sure that we can live debt-free in the new year. So please make sure that you reach out to me. My number is 770-256-2992. That is my business number. You can reach me there.